Thank you so much for the wonderful intro. I was not actually expecting to be talking in front of so many people, so I kind of feel nervous. So bear with me if I cry or anything. August 28, 2014, it was my first day of college at the University of Texas at Arlington. It was 7:30 a.m., and I was rushing from my apartment to go to the school. I was so excited that it's my first day. But I was also confused because my university was so huge and I had to find my classroom. I finally found my classroom. It was this big auditorium with 300 students. I thought it was a movie theater because we didn't have such big classrooms back in Nepal. I was standing there at the end of the classroom at the door, and I think I was a few minutes late. So with my nervous voice, I just stood there and asked the professor, "May I come in, sir?" I guess he didn't hear me. So I just shouted, "May I come in, sir?" At that point, the entire class just turned around and they started laughing at me. The professor also looked very surprised because someone was asking permission to enter the class. I entered the class with all these strange faces just staring at me and giggling. I couldn't understand what had just happened. In Nepal, whenever we enter or exit the classroom, we ask permission from the teacher. We asked permission to even go to the restroom or even drink water. I did the same over here, but I was just laughed at. Not only my first class over here was unusual, the first few weeks were very difficult for me. I was a young 17-year-old girl who came all the way from Nepal all by herself, and I didn't have any family here. I was trying very hard to adjust to a new environment, to a new culture, to a hot weather in Texas. And I was having such a difficult time managing so many things. October 2nd, 2014. It has just been over a month that I started college. It was raining badly that day, and I was in my apartment just doing homeworks. Now, I lived in a very old apartment, so we didn't have any window in my bedroom. Suddenly, the lights went off, and it was pitch dark. I started hearing the noise of water dropping from somewhere. So I turned on my flashlight and I started looking around the room. Then I see like there was water dropping from the ceiling fan. Moments later, the ceiling fan collapsed and my entire apartment started flooding. There were university alarm with like blaring alarms with like emergency, and people outside my apartment were just shouting, "Rainstorm, thunderstorm, tornado, just run, run." I was never there in such a situation in Nepal. I just didn't know what to do. I was very scared. So I called my roommate to know where she was. She was in the university storm shelter and she was at a safe place. So I went outside my apartment and there were many police trucks, fire trucks, ambulance, and even Red Cross over there. So I just stood there. The red lights of all the sirens were just flashing at my face, and I was standing under the rain, feeling completely numb. Everybody else was calling someone. I didn't know whom to call. I wanted to call my parents, but they were probably sleeping back in Nepal, and I didn't want to stress them out. That's the moment when I felt the loneliest. I just wanted to hug someone and cry really bad, but I was there standing by myself. I just wanted to go back home, meet my parents. Then I thought, why did I even come to US where everybody doesn't like me, everybody laughs at me? I started like having all these thoughts. So let's rewind a bit. I was born and brought up in the most beautiful country, Nepal. The society there is highly patriarchal, and growing up, I never saw women leaders around me. In my family, most of the women are not highly educated, and my mom is the only one who has two master's degrees in sociology and psychology. Girl education was a taboo in the society, and most of my aunts, they got married at a very young age, and they were they stayed at they spent their lives as housewives. So today's theme, the act of balancing, I think my mom did it the best. She balanced her families, her kids, her household responsibilities, and also a career after marriage. I also have an elder sister, which she's an angel. Her name is Parinita. Whenever people ask me, "Hey, do you have siblings?" I always try to dodge the questions because it's a very personal question to me. But today I want to share her story as well. So when she was born, the doctor, while giving birth, He pressed one of the brain nerves very hard. So she had to spend 6 months in the ICU. She is not physically and mentally able as I am, but she is a true fighter. My society never accepted her because she was different. I used to think that a girl with such condition, she was rejected by everyone. And I used to think, why? My parents are my real heroes. They always fought through all of that situation and never made us feel weak. I went to an all-girls school for 12 years, and I was the best at academics, extracurriculars, and I was also the captain of the school. But I was always overly protected from the outer world. I never had a guy friend until I came here. I was not allowed to go alone at night because it was considered unsafe. I never wore shorts, dresses, or tank tops because it was not appropriate for the society. Hugging male members, cousins, or even dad, that was very uncommon in our culture. But here, people hug everyone. It was good to see that. Menstruation is considered an impurity in my culture. Whenever I had my periods, I was not even allowed to enter the kitchen or have dinner with my family or even hug my dad. So I used to think often, why do women always have to make extra and bigger compromises? Why can't we get equal opportunities and equal freedom as men do? Why are women expected to cook for the family, to wash the dishes, and take that extra road when men could also help them? When I came here, it was not so. Everybody helped. Even men cook, even men wash dishes. But I didn't see that in my country. So I had this motive of, you know, I wanted to see change. So I decided to pursue my career in the US so that I could bring balance in the society. I really wanted to do something, so I wanted to come here and I wanted to challenge the status quo and become a woman leader. So all of that just flashed in my mind while I was standing there under the rain, and I thought, I can't quit right now. I had to get out of my comfort zone and be accustomed to the US environment. I had to fight. So what did I do? I started building connections. I joined many student organizations. While I was in my undergrad, I was the president of the Nepalese Student Association, the general secretary of Beta Gamma Sigma Honor Society, the undergraduate head of Association of IT Professionals, a student ambassador, a dancer in Maverick Dance Company, an Indian dance crew, and so much more. Basically, I was into so many things. So when it comes about balance, it was not just about managing classes. It was about managing those classes with on-campus job, with being actively involved in so many different organizations, getting good grades, also maintaining physical health, and also cooking food at home. I graduated with summa cum laude, highest honors from my undergrad. Thank you. And I also received Student Employee of the Year for 2017 and 2018. For me, whenever I walked that tight rope of life, I was not just carrying my own weight. I was carrying the weight of my sister and the dreams of my parents. Recently, I got engaged, so now I just don't have one family. I have two families to balance. So I guess I heard from a famous author that, you know, balancing is like juggling. We are juggling all these balls. Some balls are made of plastic and some balls are made of glass. If the plastic ball falls, it's going to bounce back. But if the glass ball falls, it's going to shatter and cannot be replaced. The key to balancing life is to separate which balls are made of plastic and which are made of glass. So sometimes, to catch a glass ball of family, I dropped a plastic ball of work. I completed my bachelor's, and then I worked as a data consultant for 3 years. I was earning good money, but I was not becoming a leader. I was just becoming an analyst. So I didn't want to stop there. And that was the moment where I actually wanted to pursue my MBA so that I can develop my managerial skills to become a leader. I had the wonderful opportunity to talk to Dr. Jill Green, and I received the Women in Business full scholarship, and I joined Carey. After joining Carey, I have to say that it changed my life. I have built amazing connections through past years. I have amazing professors, amazing peers, amazing Carey family, and everyone today you are here for me, so I'm happy. I have to say that I came to the U.S. with a motive to become a successful woman leader and build a comfortable life for my sister alone. But now, I think that I couldn't change her past, but I could build for what's next for people like her. I could build a comfortable life for them. I really wanted to see a change in the society, but now I believe I could become the change. Today, I was very nervous because I have never shared my sister's story to anybody. Not a lot of people know about it because it's too personal. And I always thought that, oh my God, I don't want to cry. But I really thought that it's so important for me to tell this story right now so that I can inspire young women, people with disabilities, people who are stopped by their societies. I feel that I have never seen Nepalese women around me in business world or even in my Carey Business School. Maybe it's the society that's stopping them from, you know, achieving greater heights. But I hope that one day my story can be heard by millions of women out there so that they believe in themselves. I believe that if girls and women have the determination to do something, society, politics, families, work, health, nothing could stop them. So I'm Tishala, and this was my story. Thank you so much.